This is Chris A. Bell, reading an audition for Achieve. Find out who you are, what you really want, and how to make it happen. By Dr. Chris Friesen, Ph.D. Introduction. What's in this for you? I'm just going to put it out there. I bet, like most people, you're performing below your potential. If you're like me, you probably have goals and aspirations you would do almost anything to achieve. I believe in having no regrets and leaving no stone unturned. Imagine this. Your goal is to make your country's Olympic team. This is your dream. You're getting old, and this is the last year you'll be able to compete. You wake up on the day of the Olympic trials and look at yourself in the mirror. Do you want to be able to honestly say to yourself that you've done everything in your power to get yourself ready for this moment? Your response to this question will predict whether you are or aren't going to perform to your full potential. Or maybe your dream is to get into the top medical school or take your startup business to the next level. Whatever the dream, the principles are the same. You only get one shot at this life, so make the best of it. No regrets. Before we go any further, I want to ask you some serious questions. Take a moment to answer these as honestly as possible. Have you felt different from others but were not quite sure why? Felt unsure of your purpose in this life? Wondered whether you were focusing on the right goals in your life? Felt certain paths you took or decisions you made just didn't seem to fit? Wondered whether your chosen career path was right for you? Felt you were just going through the motions in your life? Had trouble staying motivated and focused on a big goal? Established your big goals but couldn't seem to stay motivated long enough to make them a reality? Felt unsure of yourself and in your ability to accomplish your goals? Most people say yes to many of the questions above. If you said yes to any of them, you're reading the right book at the right time. My goal is to help you find some answers. This book is going to show you, step by step, what you need to do to make sure you're working effectively toward the dreams and goals that are right for you. We'll cover the why, what, and how of setting and achieving the right goals. Many books assume you know what you want and get right to what you need to do. This book spends a lot of time on helping you really get to know yourself first. This is essential if you want to make sure you focus on the right things. It's a mistake to focus on goals without doing the hard work of really getting to know who and what you are. The key to success is to know your why, your purpose or mission. And to really find out what your purpose or mission is, you need to know your core personality and what you truly value. Only then can you try to discover how you can use your strengths, interests, passions, talents, and skills to work toward your purpose or mission. Once you know your purpose and mission, then you can choose goals that truly are meaningful to you and then work toward them. This book ends with the detailed strategies to make sure you can stick with your goals on a day-to-day basis. This entire process is the key to your ultimate success and happiness. The neuroscience of negative emotions. Where you fall in terms of negative emotions may be at least partially related to the neurotransmitter serotonin in your brain. Serotonin functions to improve and balance our moods, among other things. You've probably heard of the antidepressant fluoxetine, better known as Prozac. It is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, or SSRI, which is a fancy way of saying it increases the amount of usable serotonin in the brain. SSRIs have been found to improve mood and reduce most types of negative emotions, such as anxiety and anger. Altering the amount of usable serotonin in the brain has been shown to also alter levels of the basic personality tendency of negative emotions. Your level of negative emotions is not only related to your neurotransmitters, it's also related to how active your limbic and sympathetic nervous systems are. These systems control your fight-or-flight response. This response is activated in all of us when stressed. You know what it feels like when this system is activated. You feel your heart rate increase, muscle tensions grow, hands become sweaty and cold, and your breathing quickens. This comes on when you're feeling negative emotions like anxiety or anger. Those of us who are higher on negative emotions have a lower point at which our stress response kicks in when faced with stressors. Consistent with this, newer MRI research has found that your standing on negative emotions is related to differences in activity in brain areas that control how sensitive you are to threat and punishment. If you are also high on the next dimension, extroversion, then you are probably very emotional. You're apt to experience high levels of both negative and positive emotions, which, like all traits, can be helpful in some circumstances and unhelpful in others. You probably live with passion and excitement that others will easily pick up on. As long as you can keep your negative emotions reasonably controlled, your passion will likely be contagious, and you may gravitate toward leadership positions, especially of groups with meaningful causes. But if you let your negative emotions reign, you'll be prone to experience life as an emotional roller coaster. This can wreak havoc on your interpersonal relationships and your ability to achieve your goals. You may be a bit confused by the fact that your tendency to experience positive emotions is related to extroversion rather than negative emotions. Most people believe that positive and negative emotions are at opposite ends of a continuum. It turns out research has repeatedly shown that positive emotions and negative emotions have little relationship when it comes to our personalities or our usual way of feeling, thinking, and behaving. Of course, if you're in the throes of a major depressive episode or anxiety disorder, you are going to have a hard time experiencing positive emotions regardless of where you fall on extroversion. Neuroscience research suggests that positive and negative emotions are controlled by different areas and networks within the brain. For example, research has found that having high negative emotions is correlated with overactivity in the brain's right frontal lobe, which is located behind the right side of your forehead. On the other hand, having low levels of positive emotion has been found to be associated with underactivity in the left frontal lobe. Research has also found that a deep brain structure called the nucleus accumbens is involved in the experience of positive emotions. Negative emotions tend to originate in two almond-shaped structures in the area deep within the limbic system of the brain, known as the amygdala, which is more reactive in those with higher levels of negative emotions. How long or how intensely negative emotions affect you depends on differences within the left front part of your brain, known as the left prefrontal cortex. A stronger left prefrontal cortex can inhibit or calm down the amygdala. Work by neuroscientist Richard Davidson and others have found that this is related to the amount of connections between the prefrontal cortex and the amygdala. The good news is that the number of connections between these areas appears to be changeable with training such as mindfulness meditation and possibly through a burgeoning area of training known as neurofeedback. I will be providing more information on these in the upcoming books in this series.